Chapter 41 Lunar Surface. Like its brother machine out at Osiris, the Gravedigger wasn't built for speed. It didn't even have a speedometer. Callie couldn't be sure, but it didn't seem to be going much faster than she could run. The big machine battered four more zombies away. They spun and flailed across the landscape. Another handful fell beneath the wire wheels. She shifted her grip on the yoke and centered her course on the Hathaway. The Gravedigger lurched over something. Some armored cables, a lunacrete slab, or maybe a particularly large zombie. The floodlight beams trembled, sending wild shadows and flashes across the landscape. They settled down, and she saw the creature, just at the edge of her lights. It writhed across the landscape a good 50 meters ahead of her, dragging itself through the regolith. Tentacles lashed forward and pawed at the lunar soil. A dozen or more zombies stood around it, lifting, pushing, heaving it along. Her heads-up display said she still had 108 meters to go until she reached the Hathaway. An awkward, misshapen figure stumbled out of the darkness as the Gravedigger ground a path forward. It took her a moment to recognize the partially disassembled spacesuit. One sleeve had been detached and the helmet removed. Sheriff Gordon's mustache sparkled with ice and frozen blood. He looked up at Callie, raised a hand, a naked hand, frozen and pale in the harsh floodlights. One of the vehicle's spidery legs slammed into him and sent the dead lawman tumbling away back into the night. Callie leaned on the yoke, willing the Gravedigger to go faster. The big machine churned across the moon. She let her focus shift back and forth between the crawling creature and the countdown on her display telling her how much farther she had to go. Her mind did subconscious calculations, how fast she was moving, how fast it crawled across the landscape. She wasn't going to catch it in time. The thought crossed her mind as the shadows on the monster shifted. They slid across its half-formed body. Its far side brightened. Anubis plowed into the tentacled creature, scattering its collection of zombie servants. The buggy pushed the creature sideways through the regolith for 4 or 5 meters, kicking up shards of rock and a spray of dust. Then Anubis bounced once, rolling up and over the mass of flesh. For a long moment, the buggy took flight. It crashed down hard on its tank tread wheels, spraying regolith and dust everywhere. Two of its floodlights sparked and went out. It limped for a few more meters, the back wheel on Callie's side dented and deformed. The creature thrashed, flipped itself over, and dragged itself on toward the Hathaway. "Get it!" Jake's voice burst over her helmet speakers. "Go!" Her hands hadn't flinched on the yoke. The Gravedigger had cut the distance between her and the monster by more than half. Less than 20 meters separated them. Callie leaned forward, willing the machine to move faster. Something long and white flickered at the edge of the lights. An artificial hillside. The Hathaway took form out of the darkness, 52 meters away according to her display. The creature hauled itself forward and the Gravedigger followed. A thin layer of frost covered the mottled flesh, darker where the regolith had gouged and slashed it. Whatever the thing used for blood, it looked black in the harsh lights. 15 meters apart. 10 meters. 5 meters. It twisted, sent a tree-thick tentacle lashing back, and the big machine shook from the impact. Callie flinched back, the yoke straightened, the engine whine settled to a low hum. She lunged at the controls, slamming the yoke forward. The creature swung another tentacle back at her, but she ignored it. Barely 2 meters apart now, 20 from the carrier. The Gravedigger's high suspension let it roll right over the creature. The wheels bumped over one tentacle, then another. The vehicle's piston legs surrounded the crawling monster, and Callie glanced down at the floor of the cab, pictured the thing writhing along beneath her. Callie threw her hands from the yoke to the two levers on the control panel. The big machine shuddered to a halt. She yanked hard, not even waiting for a full stop. The Gravedigger's four blades slammed down. She threw her hands up to the side of her helmet. The scream ripped through the speakers like a blast of high-frequency static. A heartbeat later, the auto volume kicked in, but the shriek still rattled her skull. The thing beneath the gravedigger thrashed at the undercarriage. The big vehicle shook and rattled. The right side lifted up, then crashed down, hard. Something rolled and twisted across the dust, a severed tentacle. 3 meters long and as thick as her waist where it had been severed, it flopped and rolled and beat at the ground. Callie reached forward and hit the yoke. The gravedigger lurched forward, scraping its blades across the ground, through the ground. The pistons must have driven them in half a meter at least. Another roar echoed in her helmet, an assault the comm system barely contained. A second tentacle flailed through its death throes, this one shorter, and maybe only as big around as her thigh. Her fingers lunged at the console and grabbed the big knob. She wrenched it around and felt the machine respond. The blades folded in, grabbing the shallow scoop of lunar soil, and the thing sitting on top of the soil. The creature heaved and thrashed and fought against the steel blades holding it. Callie felt the vibrations shudder up through the gravedigger. It rocked back and forth, so close to tipping. She swayed with it, throwing her weight to the left and right, trying to balance the big machine. All the wheels settled on the ground, and Callie grabbed for the yoke. The gravedigger rumbled forward. The trembling that worked its way up through the frame reminded her the vehicle wasn't designed to move far or fast while carrying a load. 14 meters from the Hathaway. A tentacle curled up around the gravedigger's hull and slapped down in front of her. She threw herself back, but the bulk of her suit didn't let her move too far in the small cab. The tentacle smacked the engine case again and again, feeling its way around the simple cage and across the control panel. Callie leaned back and shoved her boot against the yoke. She flexed her knee and pushed. The yoke tilted back. The gravedigger rolled forward. Another scream echoed in her helmet. The tentacle slid back, dragged away and beneath. The beast thrashed some more. Another tentacle reached up, swung past her head, and vanished back below, 10 meters from the carrier. Callie let her leg drop, pushed herself forward, grabbed the yoke, and shoved it as far as it would go. The big machine lurched once and continued across the plain. The Hathaway loomed in the floodlights. She leaned into the yoke and guided the gravedigger to the right. The lowered hatch formed a simple ramp up into the cargo hold. She swung herself around and kicked the steering column hard. The gravedigger lurched and swayed as the yoke bobbed back and forth. Her boots hit the reinforced plastic again and again. On the fourth kick, the casing around the column cracked. She snapped off a jagged triangle of plastic and rammed it into the yoke's exposed joint. The column stayed wedged forward. 3 meters from the opening, she realized how much she could see of the top of the cargo pod. The huge bolts holding the pod and the carrier frame. Some of the assorted control and power cables. The upper edge of the hatch seal. Oh, fuck. The gravedigger hit the ramp. Its prow slid inside with centimeters to spare. One bounce made its top grind across the edge of the hatchway. Callie grabbed the bars of the cab's simple cage and yanked. She slid up and out of the big machine as it drove into the cargo pod. The cage smashed against the top of the hatch and snapped off in two parts, shaved away as the gravedigger slid inside. The aluminum bars spun away and one struck the ankle of her armored boot. Momentum slammed her legs and hips against the Hathaway just above the open hatch. She pawed at the carrier's top for a moment, grabbing for anything, and then her suit bounced off. She sailed back down, and 3 heartbeats later, the surface of the moon rammed itself into her backpack. The impact sent the stars whirling away, regolith spinning in front of her visor, and then the stars were back. A trio of warning lights blinked on her heads-up display. 2 could wait. The 3rd warned her the rebreather components of her suit had been damaged. They had 30 minutes of guaranteed function left. Callie felt pretty sure half an hour was a lot more time than she had. She lifted her legs, swung them down, flipped herself up onto her feet. She swayed for a moment and looked around. Her floodlights lit up distant zombies and a few broken bodies trying to drag themselves toward her. No immediate threats. Not behind her, anyway. She took a few cautious steps back toward the Hathaway, shining her suit's floodlights into the cargo pod. Tentacles flailed from beneath the gravedigger. The creature thrashed and twisted, pressing against the blades and pistons containing it. One limb battered against the big machine, while another felt its way around the hold. It heaved against the gravedigger's bulk, but the machine had wedged in tight between the ceiling, the floor, and the back wall of the cargo pod. Two bounds carried Callie to the exterior control panel by the hatch. A lid of clear Lexan covered it. She fumbled with the latch, flipped the lid up, and smacked the red control button. Nothing happened. She slapped at it again, then punched the green button, then the red again. Nothing.
Tessa, the door won't close.
Silence.
Tessa?
Inside the Hathaway, the gravedigger lurched again. It hit the ceiling hard enough to send a tremor through the cargo pod. Loose pieces of regolith scattered across the floor. A third tentacle pushed its way out from beneath the vehicle. The speakers in her helmet crackled and popped. Its screams had blown them out, maybe blown out everyone's speakers. Callie stabbed the red button two more times, then let the lid drift back down. Gordon and the pilot had talked about the carrier being locked down. She'd assumed they'd unlocked all of it. She turned, pointed the lights behind her. A dozen zombies had staggered closer, 15 or 20 meters at most, and more behind them. Inside, the creature thrashed. A low vibration shuddered through the Hathaway and up her arm as the gravedigger slid half a meter back. The tentacles strained and heaved. She leaned into the cargo pod. Her floodlights bounced off the floor and lit up the big chamber. The tentacles spread whirling shadows across the walls. Across from the big machine and the monster sat the doorway leading into the carrier's connecting hallway and through to the passenger pod. Another control panel sat on the wall next to the door. As she stared at it, one of the tentacles did a wide sweep of the cargo chamber, its tip stretched within a meter of the panel. It swung back low, then pressed up against the gravedigger's side, trying to tip it again. Her heads-up display warned her she had only another 26 minutes until rebreather failure.
"Tessa," she said. "Jake, I don't know if you can hear me. The outside controls aren't responding. I'm going to go in and try to use the panel inside."
Her speakers hissed and popped some more. She listened for anything. Single words, fragments, even just a pattern in the crackling. Nothing. Callie swung herself around the hatch's frame and pressed her backpack against the cargo pod's inner wall. One of the creature's tentacles stretched out even farther. It wrapped itself once, twice around the gravedigger's central leg on that side, and flexed. The skeletal leg crumpled and bent. The wire mesh tires pushed flat against the cargo pod's floor and deformed. She sidestepped her way along the wall, steady and even. Four steps covered 2 meters, already a third of the way there. Two tentacles wrapped around the gravedigger's front leg and strained. A strut collapsed, then another, and the leg folded almost in half. The big machine sagged, tilting toward her. Its top edge dragged across the ceiling. She took 4, 5, 6 more steps, just a little over a meter to the panel, 2 to the door. The huge tentacle stretched back and grabbed the vehicle's rear leg just above the wheels. Callie took a breath and swung herself around. The door controls responded to her touch, and it whisked open, as did the one past it. Not so much an airlock as a double seal between the pod and the basic carrier framework. Something grabbed her ankle and pulled. Her feet slid out from under her and she drifted toward the ground. She twisted, turned, saw the tentacle wrapped around her boot. Her heart pounded on her ribs.
"It needs flesh," she reminded herself. "It needs to touch you, not your suit."
She kicked at it again and again.
She stretched down and clawed at it with the suit's heavy gauntlets. It felt like bands of raw muscle as she pried it away from her boot. It slipped free. She leaped away from it. It hung in the air, undecided, and then coiled back to add its strength against the gravedigger's final support. She turned sideways, forced herself halfway into the doorway, then reached back out to hit the red button on the hatch control panel. The red button blinked twice and changed to blue. A low vibration rocked through the hathaway as the ramp folded up, becoming a wall once again. One zombie had a foot on the hatch and tipped over backward as it started to rise. She swiped a finger across the control panel and locked it. A second, more urgent vibration shook the cargo pod. The tentacles had wrenched the gravedigger's rear leg forward far enough that it twisted like a dancer's knee when she landed wrong. The big machine tilted even more, one wall coming down even as the other one went up. The creature heaved. The gravedigger crashed down on its side, spraying regolith everywhere. The carrier shook. Callie shuffled back through the doorway. It hadn't been made with spacesuits in mind. She filled most of the narrow hallway. It crawled over the fallen machine, tentacles thrashing, reaching for her. She punched the interior controls and the doors slid shut.